How can I help? Can you tell me your name?
My name is William.
Hello, William.
Hello.
Hello, William. This might help if I put my hand there. Feel some strength going through.
I am just helping.
Oh, very nice of you.
That's good.
I feel I should be using more words.
Yeah.
And yet I feel a little restricted, and I'm not too sure why.
Were you a big person? Fairly big person?
No.
No? Well, that's okay then.
I do enjoy listening to others.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In a group like this, you mean?
Yes. But I do not always speak.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I see. So you'd been quite happy just sat still?
Yes.
Till I butted in?
No, you did not butt in. I was quite happy just to
listen.
Mm-hmm. But I know what help you give to others.
That's nice of you to say that.
You're doing very well with your speaking.
Thank you.
Can you ask if William was aware of Dr. Klaus, or if he knows Dr. Klaus?
I was here, but I do not know him. Mm-hmm. Although I was giving off some energy to help.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not know him.
Right.
Lovely. So
when you're not listening to groups like ours, what do you do in spirit?
I am a keeper of books.
Oh, lovely.
Librarian.
I believe that's what I would be called. But these are special books, books of life. And you may feel that is rather strange, that they would need looking after.
Yeah,
I think that's a wonderful job.
Yes.
We've been told about libraries
and the halls of learning.
Yes. They are always very special places for people. Many people on earth desire to know what is held within these books.
I would say the truth.
The truth. And you, of course, can access these books whenever you so desire.
I'm sure our founder Leslie has spent many time in the with those books in the halls of learning.
Yes, many people do. Yes.
So you can access anybody's life, and you can access any scene in that life and discover the truth of that.
Yes, many things on earth are not correct and have
right.
been written in a different way to what the truth is.
Yes.
So whatever your desires for knowledge are, they are available to you in the halls of learning.
It's wonderful.
That would be wonderful, because obviously stories and some facts are muddled up with stories and myth, aren't they, as time passes?
Yes. Not deliberately.
No, not at all.
But
interpretation comes in.
Yes. Misconstrued at times and other times to embroider, I would say.
Yes.
Good. And every incident in life, of course, involving several people will contain many perceptions. And I suppose what's valuable about those books is that you can see the perception of each person involved at the time.
Yes, you cannot change or alter what is the truth.
That's right.
So
it stands.
Whatever knowledge you wish, you can obtain.
So what would your job be, to tell people where a certain book is in the halls of learning?
I like to maintain the quality of the energy of the books. It is a wonderful thing to do. With the beautiful colours, energies which mix together to create these books of learning.
So you're keeping them vibrant.
I am. And it also helps me to retain my own energy that I may continue with other things if I so desire.
Because the books are alive, I guess. They are
little words of wisdom. Have you ever seen words that dance before you? Yes, there is much of that. So it is a wonderful thing to do.
How do you maintain them?
Energy.
By maintaining the energy, that the purity of the energy needed is there in that particular place.
Okay.
It's not something I can compare it to on earth because it does not exist here.
Physical things don't exist.
No, so it would seem a little complicated. So I think the best way is to say just to maintain beautiful energy.
And your own energy you maintain, how do you maintain your own energy?
By being with these beautiful things.
Right.
So it's a sort of a give and take
from the work.
You're getting your energy from the books, but then in turn they're getting energy from you.
Yes, that is correct.
Alright, okay. That's interesting.
I believe you've been taught that balance is important. So it is in our world. So when you look at a book on earth, just imagine if you were in spirit with that book, and you will feel some kind of love because words are full of love.
That's a really nice one of reading.
Yes.
But I suppose your books, they haven't been written by an author, have they?
There are people who are interested in seeing words within books, but not generally. There is no need for authors when it comes to the Book of Life.
Right.
The thought
it writes itself
is immediate. Yes. Yeah. And so you see, I have a wonderful life.
Sounds brilliant.
Definitely.
But the dear lady has, how would you say, outed me?
Oh.
Is that correct?
Outed you. Which dear lady? Is
Lillian.
Yes.
She said you've outed her.
Him, William.
You found her. Is it
him?
Him.
Yes.
I didn't leave you quietly, did I?
Well, we're very pleased that she did, and you've come to talk to her.
Yeah.
Is there any little bit of Earth history that you could share that, you know, something that we've really, in our books down here, we've totally got wrong?
Mm.
That is not something I can do for you.
Mm.
But there are others who will engage with you. But it is not a general happening.
Mm. Mm.
We would rather you waited a little while.
Right, we can find out for ourselves.
Completed your life,
mm-hmm.
and then to find out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are these books used during the life review that we would have when we pass over? Do we, or is that later?
No, your life review is instant when you come.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you have, as the lady said earlier, settled, you can seek out the knowledge from the books. But you can look at them now in your sleep state when you come over to us.
Uh-huh.
But then we don't remember it, do
but
we?
Then you, yes, the lady knows. You cannot remember. Well, I feel I really must go.
Could I just ask you, I had a feeling, you weren't a nun in a silent order, were you, when you were on Earth?
I had many lives, but not exactly a nun. I had desires at one stage. Perhaps that is what you know. I never went through with it.
No. I probably got that one wrong. I just had a feeling that maybe...
No, you were not wrong. I had the desire to become a nun, but it never materialised.
Yes. You've got a very nice, gentle voice. That's,
But all of us do here. We are neither male or female.
No.
At times. So.
But some of you come through, you just have a nice
persona
about it. Yes. And you've got that
peaceful.
Yes. It's a feeling you probably know of as love of all things. Yes, and my voice probably sounds more female because I am using a female voice.
Yes,
but the gender I have taken this time is for the person called William.
Oh, that's right. Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Of course, is male.
Yes. Yes.
But to us, it doesn't matter what we are.
No. I remember now that you said you were William.
Yeah.
That's a bad memory I've got.
Thank you, and I will say goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.